This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Okay, so I hit the button too early. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. All right, here we go. And the sneezing fit starts. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I did comb my hair. I don't know why it won't stay. Maybe I need a hair cut. All of them. What do you think? No? You never have anything to say till after the mic's off. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, get involved in conversation. Head to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible. All those things you've been taught to hate. All those things you've been told are bad. And they're not bad. They really aren't. And the labels sound terrible. You know why? Because the left are the one that put them together and decided you needed to call me that. So let's do it for real. Do your own investigation. Find out on your own. And let's move forward. Let's stop this tomfoolery. You know, I love that term, by the way. Tomfoolery. It's wonderful. And you can buy my, you know, again, you buy the book. If you buy the book off my website, I'll sign it for you if you want me to. If you don't care about the signature, then buy it from Amazon. You can get it in, what's that thing called, Amazon, the Amazon version, right? Or you can get the book. I think you'll get it faster from them. I'm not sure, because I've never bought my book from Amazon. Anyway, yeah, I didn't think you wanted to hear me sneezing again. A grade school terminates a legal lunch Bible study. Yeah, now Bible studies at lunch are illegal. Well, they think they are, but they're not. They're perfectly legal. See, especially if they're student initiated. And it's not like the kid's standing on the lunch table screaming, "Praise Jesus." That's not it at all. Now, apparently, there's another law that's been put in place, right? Thou shalt not study thy Bible, at least during lunchtime. So the Hudsonville Elementary School in Michigan says that This isn't right. The school district shut down a lunchtime Bible study for fifth graders that was led by a teacher. Now, the teacher, who thought the Bible discussion was appropriate because it was during lunch and voluntary, immediately put an end to these lunch meetings. Hudson Public Schools wrote a statement to the local television station, "We will continue to communicate and educate staff at all levels on the district's policies relating religion in schools." Controversy started after the Michigan Association of Civil Rights Activists, probably an offshoot of the Freedom from Religion freaks, ratted out the young Bible scholars, and they wasted no time in gloating over their victory. This illegal and unconstitutional activity was being conducted without parental notification or consent. The organization, look at it, they want to allow these young kids to do anything they want to do. Seriously, they're teaching them how to have sex in elementary school. Sex with animals, sex with each other, sex with the same gender. But having a Bible study is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Because you might influence those little minds. Seriously. Just, you know, I'll get you the details. But there was a court in the South that said that they had to take the Ten Commandments off the wall in the school. And the reason they had to take the Ten Commandments on the wall in the school, not because obviously they're a religious, they're religious in content, which I don't know. Don't kill shouldn't be religious. It just should be what it is, right? So it's, they're religious in content. The court said the reason that you needed to take them down because they were religious. And because they were religious and they were on the wall, kids might see them. And if kids saw them, kids might read them. And if kids read them, they might follow them. Now, I don't know what part of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, is bad. But the court felt that it would be bad. And they had the Ten Commandments taken out of school and banned them from being put back into school. I can't wait. You know, these religious cases, somebody needs to round them all up, come up with a blanket case, and take it all the way to the Supreme Court. For once and for all, get this done with. Because courts in the past have always said that our traditional religious history is acceptable. And for those of you who don't believe at all, in the least, that our laws weren't based on Judeo-Christian principles and or the Ten Commandments, then you've been in a coma since you were born. You need to go read our Founding Fathers' papers on this. You need to go read what our Founding Fathers had in mind for this country. Why they used the Ten Commandments. Why they thought the Bible was the basis for everything. And yes, they did. Now, some of you are going to start sending me emails on these. You're going to pull out these little ones where you have one-liners of what one of our Founding Fathers said in a letter that they, he, them, whoever wrote. You know what? The one-liners don't count. What about all those other letters they wrote, the ones they wrote to their friends? What about those? What about the ones that they wrote to each other about their faith in Christ? Yeah, those deists, those atheists. What about those? So until you decide to be honest about it, I don't want to hear from you. Don't send me an email. Don't send me an email to tell me I'm wrong about where our Founding Fathers were unless you can take me a whole letter they wrote. Show me in a whole letter how they denounced Christ and denounced religion. Didn't one of our Founding Fathers say that the Constitution was made for religious people? I mean, seriously. So, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. And again, confused. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. estate, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN. GCNlive.com. If you want to find out the stations, the times that we're on, head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and there are the stations and times there on the site. You can also buy a coffee mug, t-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff there. Coming up on year end, I mean, they make great Christmas gifts, really. What could be a better Christmas gift than giving one of your loon friends a shirt that says hashtag stand for America? He won't know what to do with himself. Does he throw it back at you and say, I'm not wearing this, it's a Trump shirt? You go, well, no, actually, it's not a MAGA shirt. It just says stand for America. Can't you stand for America? Do you have a problem with standing for this country? Just asking. And see what he says or she says. It's always fun. Anyway, We were talking about the school that that decided that Bible studies are now illegal. Can't have a Bible study at lunchtime because it was teacher-led. Did the kids ask for it? Or is it one that they have to come to? I mean, like I was saying before, I can't wait. Really, seriously, I cannot wait until this stuff starts hitting the Supreme Court, actually gets there and gets ruled on. Even though it was never meant to be that way. You know, the Supreme Court was never supposed to be the supreme value. They were not the ones that were supposed to decide everything. They were supposed to make sure that a rule or a law would have you lined up with the Constitution. All right? And if it didn't, they send it back to. Remember, they render an opinion, not a ruling, really. They render an opinion on something. So if a state enacts a law that's against the Constitution, then it gets pushed out. Right? So Congress technically could go back and create a law that would allow Bible studies on campus. Right? Allow kids to bring Bibles and to study the Bible, to have a teacher who wants to lead a Bible study or has been asked to not have a problem leading one. Right? Anyway, this isn't the Freedom from Religion freaks, but it's the same group, same kind of group. And they're upset because it was done without parental notification or consent. And I was joking that it's amazing. There are so many things that can be done without parental notification or consent when it comes to, you know, abortions at the high school level, drugs that your kids can have, things that your kids can do that parents don't need to know about. That this now requires parental approval. But I'm okay with that. No, seriously. The organization said in a news release that one parent told MACRA that their child, who was only 10 years old, was singled out and subjected to peer pressure for declining to attend the Bible study. Right? So this is terrible. And those kids need to be punished for doing that. See, that's the mindset. If this was an LGBTQ event, right, like an all-gay choir or something along those lines, and some child didn't want to go, don't think that that kid would not be pressured for declining to go. School district pretty much threw the teacher under the bus, telling the local news source they had no idea the group was even meeting during lunchtime. We'd like to see the district take a more proactive stance at communicating across district that teachers and volunteers are not to be involved with religion during the school day. Well, that's not true. Supreme Court has said that that is okay. Has to be student-led. Apparently, the biggest disciplinary issue in Hudsonville Public Schools is young people sneaking a peek at the good book while they're eating a bologna sandwich. Isn't that terrible? Think about what these people are doing. What are they talking about? What they're upset about? I can see where that would trigger a microaggression among non-believers and maybe even a little indigestion, don't you think? I mean, seriously, if something you don't believe in, that you believe doesn't exist, causes you that much mental anguish, maybe the help you need, you know, is far beyond nixing a Bible study. What do you think? I'm just saying. You know, I'm no psychologist. I can't help you out here. But if it makes you, that nuts, you need a lot more help. All right, some more high school craziness. Let's see. You'll like this one. A high school has rejected scholarships because it requires that you be a U.S. citizen to get it. So 20 years, the Lake Mason Lions Club has been providing a $500 scholarship to young men and women attending a trade school or community college. This year, they're not allowed. The Wisconsin Dells School District rejected the service organization scholarship over a requirement that the recipient is to be a citizen of the United States. They told us it violated federal law and state law. Lions Club spokesman Ralph Jacobson, we were really blindsided. We're just asking for a student who receives a scholarship to be a U.S. citizen. And apparently the school district doesn't like this. What federal law is it against? Seriously. Any grant can have stipulations on it. Now, they can't have racist stipulations like a student must be white or a student can't be black.
Can't have those.
But you can have stipulations like student must live in the district. Student must be a citizen of the United States. I mean, that's so terrible, right? So the Wisconsin Dells High School principal, Hugh Gaston, told the news group that the scholarship requirement raised red flags because the requirement was not fair for all students. Well, actually, it was. It was fair for all legal students, all students that should be there, all students that are American citizens. What's wrong with that? Now, regardless if they were born in Barabu or and grew up a block from the school, or if they were born in another country, and they came here legally or illegally, I still think it's our mission to serve the serve and connect with all students regardless of their background. See, this is along the lines of what they started doing with that whole peanut butter thing. Kids are allergic to peanut butter. So take peanut butter out of everything in the school and the discussion. Put peanut warnings on everything there is. I mean, I eventually we're going to have to wear, what, bandanas that say, I may have had a bag of peanuts when I was 21 years old. Seriously. Jacobson told me that the service club adjustment and scholarships requirements was about 5 years ago. Club members wanted to make sure that the money would go to legal residents in the county. Gee, that's terrible. Excuse me. They want to make sure the tax-paying Americans who were paying into the Lions Club, who donated to the Lions Club with American money, went to American citizens. That's terrible. I can see what that was. That's just terrible. This should go in front of the Supreme Court, like now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more crazy stories after the break. Seriously. Don't go anywhere. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sing a song. Not now. And don't do it when the mic's on. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, buy a coffee cup, buy a whole bunch of fun stuff. Seriously. There's all kinds of stuff up on the website you can help support the show with. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. The the book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I already told you guys, if you send me an email. Oh, God, send me an email. If you want to buy the book for a bunch of friends, just to irritate the crud out of them, send me an email, tell me how many you want, I'll make a deal with you. Because I want to get this book in the hands of as many people as I can. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple for me. If I get the book in the hands of as many people as I can, then I just know that we'll be popping eyeballs all over the place, which is really funny. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Scholarships should not be given, according to this article, according to the school district, really, to kids who are not American citizens. It's really that simple. The Lions Club was given an ultimatum by the school district. Either remove the wording or they would not be permitted to give the scholarships. Club members took a vote. Majority decided that the wording would not be removed. God bless you, Lions Club. All right? Here's what I would do. I would make sure the word got out all over town that the school district wasn't allowing them to give out scholarships, but you could come to the Lions Club on Friday night at 6, and we're going to give out scholarships there. How do you like that? So the money would still get in the hands of the people or the kids that deserved it, and the school district wouldn't be able to bully the Lions Club. Who would ever think of the country, in this country, that you can't specify something goes to a U.S. citizen? Who ever thought in the United States that wanting things to benefit the United States would be a bad thing? That's why I always say, you couldn't smoke enough crack to have this make sense. You couldn't do it. It's unfortunate that American-born students and illegal immigrants are not permitted to be honored or celebrated because of political correctness. It's true. It's a true statement. PC is killing this country. PC is killing the world, frankly, and ruining our young people. Sadly, a future Wisconsin auto mechanic or welder or pipe fitter now has been denied. Look, Do you know what a $500 scholarship would do to a young man or woman? Right? I mean, think about this. You're going to welding school. You know how many tools you could buy for $500? Let's say it's auto mechanic shop. Do you know how many tools you could buy for $500? Right? I mean, think about all the things. I know some of you from an academic standpoint, you know, $500 goes a long way with books. We're not talking about the books. We're talking about the tools you need to do to your trade. I don't care if you're an artist, a computer guy, whatever it is. I had somebody we helped out last year that was trying to do designing, that was trying to, he needed a computer, asked for some help, we were able to help him out. And he could design the clothes he was looking to design. This money could go a long way for some of these kids. But to be stubborn and say, no, we're helping no one, it's not right. These people are not right. Oh, and we already know they're not right. They're really not right. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, these kind of things are going on around. That's why I always tell you, get involved in your local politics. Get involved in your local school board, city council, that kind of stuff. And I don't say that because I want you to go be a jerk about it. I say that because I want you to go there. I want you to participate. I want you to ask questions. I want you to hold these people accountable for what they're doing or not doing in this case. Anyway, let's see. What other crazy stories I have lined up here that I want to get to? This is a good one, too. This one I found last night. This is a former Joe Biden Secret Service agent. Did I do this one last night? I did? It's okay.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. You were popping your head up and down. That means yes, that doesn't mean I'm thinking. In my world, well, then forget about it. Go grab it again. It's on the website, I'm sure. But I love all this stuff where they're coming out against Roy Moore. And I talked last night, for some of you who missed it, I talked last night about a Secret Service agent who talked about how Joe Biden had to be watched and watched and watched. Now, also last night, I didn't do the story. I remember I mentioned it. This one I did mention, but I didn't do the story. The woman who came out, and I guess with Gloria Allred, and I'm sure Gloria knew this, but just chose to ignore it. The stepson, her stepson came out and said, you know what? She's lying. She's just a liar. Daryl Nelson, the stepson of Judge Roy Moore, accuser Beverly Young Nelson, says the allegations are all lies. Nelson says he's baffled by the timing of the sexual advancement claims and voices his staunch support of the Alabama GOP Senate candidate. Now, Nelson, 56, held a press conference in New York's embattled attorney, Gloria Allred. Now, that was Monday, which right then and there, by the way, everybody was like, whoa, Gloria's involved? Yeah, okay, now there's a dark cloud over the thing. See, I said it the other night, and I meant it. If Gloria really, really cared about these people, really cared about these women, really felt like something wrong had been done to these women, right, then what she should have done was found another obscure attorney to bring in and have her help out, or him help out. Stepson goes on to say, I've known the woman. She married my father many, many, many years ago. I've known her for a while now, and I truly do not believe that she's being honest about this. You, Mr. Moore, your wife, I apologize for whatever reason she's doing this. I would apologize. It's not me. I didn't do it. To my stepmother, whatever reason you did this, I have a few questions on this. Why did you wait so long if this happened? You said you were a teenager when it happened, but here it is now. How many years later? And all of a sudden you're going to bring it up? When we voted him in the House and you're trying to get him taken out. He said, I'm not going to have it. Later, Nelson acknowledged that he knew he was going to get backlash from his family, but he said, clearing up the false allegations is worth the trouble. I don't believe a word she says, but I do believe Moore is innocent. Nelson concluded the video by offering to issue a statement on behalf of the Moore campaign, On Monday evening, Judge Moore vehemently denied Nelson's accusations. Now, Moore told the press, Judge Moore told the press after that, thank y'all for being here tonight. Thank you all the people who came out at this late hour for being here. I want to address what's been brought out on television today by Gloria Allred and the clients that she has about things I allegedly did. I want to make it perfectly clear. The people of Alabama know me. They know my character. They know what I've stood for in the political world over 40 years now. I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false. I never did what she said I said. I don't even know the woman. Now, we've seen this. We've seen these kind of allegations. We've seen these women back off and just, you know, float off into nowhere against Trump and others. And here's the problem with this. It's not that I'm 100% sure the women are lying, but I'm 100% sure that people like Allred and the others are deceitful. I'm 100% sure that the DNC would do anything they could to unseat this guy. That I am 100% sure of. And they've gone so long doing this, and they've done this so many times, and they've played this game so often, they're actually hurting these women. And shame on them for what they've done to these women, for how they've basically made... Now, remember, I've been telling you for a long time that the word racist now, the word bigot, the word homophobe, have become of no effect because the left uses them so often and for their own reason that nobody believes it anymore. If you had said I was a bigot or a racist or a homophobe, if you had told me that, if you had wrote me a note 10 years ago, I would have stopped and gone, whoa, all right, let me look at what we're saying. Let me look at what we're writing. Let me look at what we're doing. Today, when you write me a note like that, I say, oh, I got a letter from another Obama supporter. That's what you've done to it. That's what you guys to the left have done to those words, to those hateful things. You made them of no effect. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first
for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I love horn. Press. I'm Joe Mateev, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I love my troll cleaners. You guys are great. I remember there was a time where I couldn't concentrate when the show was on, and it was listen to the whole thing first. I couldn't concentrate when the show was on if there was a troller in the room, because I would just want to eat him up or them up or whatever. And I watch you guys do this now, and I'm like, wow, they're on it. You guys are so cool. You know, appreciate having you guys on my side. I really do, and I appreciate the work that you do in keeping that that chat room clean, if you know what I mean, right? And I'm serious. Our form of raid. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Did I finish the scholarship story? Yeah, right? Okay. Wow. I'm having a moment, apparently. God bless America. All right. So I did the body side. Was I done with that last story? You were listening. Wow.
I'm tweeting.
You're going to get a raise.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. I love when I do this, because I light up the stories in front of my face here.
You said we were
going to
do the video with the girl that got beat up.
Oh, yeah, huh? I forgot about her. Well, I forget about her. Well, trans woman learned the hard... Now, see,
What got me about this story wasn't the fact that it was, you know, it was a trans woman or anything along those lines. What got me was the left always talks about how tolerant they are and how much they support the trans community and how much they support the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community. Except if you're conservative. Because they don't see how you can be gay and conservative, a lesbian conservative, or bisexual conservative, or even a trans woman and be conservative. So my wife and I watched it last night to make sure it wasn't stupid or goofy or just somebody trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, whatever you want to call it. But what you saw was the anti-Trumpers beat this person up because they had a MAGA hat on. Now, to the gay and lesbian community, to the positive side, if you would, the first thing that they did was they walked through the gay and lesbian community in Los Angeles, West L.A. And you could see in the video, there were some looks given, but they weren't hateful. And nobody screamed obscenities at them or anything like that. Matter of fact, there was, I couldn't have done it, but there were a couple of gay guys dancing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Right? And the guy put a dollar, 10, 100, whatever he did, in the guy's underwear, whatever. But everybody was kind of friendly and easy to get along with and that kind of stuff. And then they get out into Hollywood as an anti-Trump protest with the, what do they call it? They call it pussy hats or what group they belong to. They don't have to have bandanas on or anything. You know what group they belong to. So the first thing that happens is, you know, that group feels like they're entitled to everything, everybody, and everyhow, and they're the only ones that know what's right and wrong. So they steal the MAGA hat. I think they stole the guy's hat first, right?
Yes.
Right, the boyfriend's hat. They stole his hat and started trampling on it. She went to get it. They grabbed her hat, or somebody else grabbed her hat, and then they trampled her fingernail. I mean, they really just did some nasty stuff. So the two of them, was it the cops that showed up and the security guards got them their hats back and they moved on their happy way. They videoed this whole thing, so they didn't make it up. So they're kind of regrouping on the corner, putting a Band-Aid on where the fingernail had been ripped off and what have you.
Away from the protest.
So somebody, I don't know, was it Coke or an alcohol? It was an alcoholic drink, that's what they thought at first. Ran by and poured alcohol on him.
Oh, they didn't just pour it.
Threw it. I know. Right in the face, yes. It is radio, you know, they can't see you doing that, so that's okay.
I'm doing it for you because you can't hear.
But, oh no, I can hear you fine. But these were the peace-loving people on the left, right? The big tent people, the ones that, you know, why wouldn't you, let me just play the devil's advocate, as they say. So you have a transgender person, a trans woman, and has a MAGA hat on. Now you're an anti-Trump person, and you can't stand them and all this. Why wouldn't you simply walk up and say, look, you see us protesting here, anti-Trump. I've got my little pink pussy hat on because it's about the only statement I can make. And I see you have a MAGA hat on. And why? Why would you do that? Why would you, as somebody who we believe that he hates, why would you do that? Now, wouldn't that be the civil thing to do? Listen, I've had plenty of conversations with people on the other side who hate me, who hate the way I think. And I know it. I know they can't stand me. I know they wish death on me. I don't care. I don't care because I want to speak with them to the point where it makes them nuts that I'm not yelling at them and that I'm not calling them names and I'm not telling them how much I hate them and I'm not telling them how they should die and that God should light them up with lightning or kill them with lightning. I'm not thinking any of that. Because as a Christian, my friends, and you other Christians, we're not called to accept everything everybody does. But for you to wish death on somebody is wrong. Because your whole ultimate goal, the whole thought process, you hope that they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ someday so they have a shot at peace in heaven, right? Now, if you wish them death and you don't think of any of the other stuff, well, you know what?
Remember what Jesus said. Very hard to hate, very hard to love your enemies. Easy to hate your friends. That is a very true statement. And what keeps me from really hating people, the only thing, I don't like people as a rule. But what really keeps me from hating people is when the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities of darkness. We're wrestling against the evil of the devil and those kind of things. So it's not the person themselves that's evil. Right? I mean, think about it. If you're really a Christian and you understand your Bible and you're reading your Bible, it's not the person yourself you're dealing with. So that's what makes it a little easier for me to deal with people. But this evil is amazing because, remember, the leftists tell you how loving they are, how much they care about you. Aren't they? And then you see this. And this is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, pardon the way I'm going to put it, this trans woman is part of their tribe. It's what they perceive to be their people. They're the ones that are accepting, but they're not. Right? They're the ones that are accepting of gays and lesbians. But if that gay and lesbian is quote-unquote a conservative Republican, then they're not. So there's qualifiers on it. It's just like I always said to you about the equality thing. They don't want equality. They want control. Because there's qualifiers in that equality. You can be equal with me as long as you deny your God, you deny your principles, you deny your foundation. Right? You can then you can be equal. And even that's iffy. So you really need to think about this. You really need to think about those friends. You know, for years, we've been saying, in essence, we need to get along. Right? Just let them live and let live and everything's going to be fine. But it's not. And it doesn't work that way. Now, I am not telling you to go out and commit violence against other people. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am going to say to you, stop with the political correctness. Stop with just letting them get, you know what, I'm not going to argue with them because I'm not going to get anywhere. That's fine. Don't argue with them. But don't be afraid to say, I don't agree. I believe you're wrong about that. Seriously. Why don't you have the same rights they do? They have no problem coming up, grabbing that hat off your head. They have no problem coming up, putting their finger in your face, and telling you how wrong you are for what you believe. I mean, think about, as a Christian, as a believer in God, think about how many times somebody's come up to me and others. I sat with somebody who I thought was an ally, who I thought was a friend. And in the conversation, he let me know, in no uncertain terms, that he thought I was whacked for believing in God. That I would put any trust whatsoever in a 2,000-year-old book that held up God, a God that didn't exist. I wanted to say, this is one of those times where I bit my tongue, how is it that you're so unnerved by something that doesn't exist? I'm believing in fairy tales. You tell your daughters and your kids about the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and the rest of it, and that's okay? I've never understood that. You guys that don't want to tell your kids about God because you're not sure he exists, but yet you tell your kids about vampires and fairy godmothers and tooth fairies and whatever. I'm an adult, and it's confusing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Look, just go out and do the right thing. Make sure that you really, truly believe. It's not a party line. You believe in what you're doing, and do it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.